USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Two tropical weather systems are moving towards the Gulf Coast. In Houston, officials are planning ahead of Tropical Storm Laura and Depression 14, which could become Tropical Storm Marco by Sunday. They're urging residents to be prepared now. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says first responders will be ready to perform water rescues, if any. And, oh, by the way, there's the COVID-19 pandemic. He says they're prepared for that as well.
We still will be intending to take do the COVID checks and to spread people out. And so, again, this is one of the times where you may have to be encouraged to shelter in place or shelter with family or friends or neighbors if it is needed.
It has been more than 60 years since two tropical strength storms had been in the Gulf at the same time. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Despite COVID-19 spikes, home sales are on the rise. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Spurred by ultra-low mortgage rates, house buyers rushed last month to snap up a limited supply of existing homes, causing the pace of purchases to jump by a record high of 24.7%. The surge in sales reported by the National Association of Realtors marked the second straight month of accelerating home purchases. The back-to-back increases have helped stabilize the home buying market, which all but froze earlier this spring when the viral pandemic erupted across the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The U.S. Postal Service has launched a new website to help Americans get through mail-in voting. The agency, in a news release, said they recognize that many states are choosing to expand mail-in voting options in the November elections and that there will likely be a significant increase in demand. The new website comes after Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testified before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. House of Representatives are working for the weekend. They will take a vote on a bill to help the U.S. Postal Service. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg lays out the road ahead.
A vote is scheduled in the House on Saturday on Democrats' legislation to provide the United States Postal Service with $25 billion to cover revenue losses and reverse service and operational changes made earlier this year. The bill also requires that all election-related mail, including ballots, be treated as first-class mail to guarantee speedy delivery. The bill will have some Republican support in the House, although Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the standalone Postal Service bill is not likely to be put up for a vote in the Senate.
A federal judge gave no cares when he handed actor Lori Loughlin her sentence in a college admission scandal. Aunt Becky from Full House was convicted of paying $500,000 in bribes to secure two spots at the University of Southern California for her daughters. Judge Nathaniel Gordon said Loughlin had a fairy tale life. He added that she participated in the corruption of the system of higher education in this country. Loughlin will spend 2 months in the big house, be under supervised release for 2 years after her release from jail, and pay a $150,000 fine. News anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.